And I guess that's got to start someplace.
Definitely, yep. Anyways, that's all I got for tonight. Back to you, George. 73.
Yeah, thanks for being there, Darren. Have yourself a good week, and we'll catch you again next week. Anybody else in the Rokenville area tonight? This is the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat calling.
VA4, CJP.
VA4, CJP, calling. And what have you been up to this last little bit since we talked last?
Not too much. Just been taking it easy this weekend. Did some stuff around the house on Saturday, and today went out to the old farmyard and played on the radio for a few hours, and that was pretty entertaining, pretty fun, other than probably took a little bit too much sun, but I finally made my first contact outside of North America, which was pretty exciting. I caught somebody from Vienna, Austria, on the HF rig with only running 80 watts, so that was pretty cool. Over.
Yeah, wow. I know you said you'd heard Indy and couldn't get a hold of him. Yeah, that's pretty neat. So how's your Austrian German? I don't know what other languages they speak there. typically in Austria, I think they speak about half a dozen languages. Good on you. Back to you.
Yeah, the guy spoke pretty fluent English, so we had a little bit of a QSO, and that was pretty good. And it was a good day all around. It was a good test for the radio. So it just goes to show that my antenna in town is no good. Well, it's the same antenna, but just too much interference. So I guess it's operating portable now if I want to get on the HF.
Either that or maybe go higher, but higher is not always easy.
Yeah, maybe over the winter I'll do some research and stuff. Maybe there's a different solution, maybe a different kind of antenna or a different type or a different style or something. I don't know as of yet or not aware, but maybe there's something that can break through the noise from the power lines or the transformers or whatever. So maybe I'll have to try and go hunting for it. I've been reading a few articles on using an AM radio and trying to see if I can hunt it out, but it sounds a little bit more difficult than they make it appear. Hi.
Not totally. I do have a rig for that. And you're welcome to borrow it. I don't even know quite where it is, but I'm sure I can find it. And the last time I lent it out, the antenna was not so good, and he threw the old antenna out, put no one on it, and gave me a couple of spares to boot. So I know it's down there somewhere. You're welcome to try it out. It does work. I know I complained about my transformer, and Hydro will fix them if they find it's grounding out or whatever and arcing. And it turned out that the one that was causing the trouble was my own. It's because the wires coming to my house were grounding out face to face. It was rubbing on a tree, and the rub.
Activity time out.
Saskatchewan Reflector 9300. Link disconnected. Welcome to the Saskatchewan Reflector 9300. Link connected.
Find out. Maybe we can pass it through somebody to get it maybe out to the mine and then out my way. Or maybe we'll just have to make a road trip out your way or something sometime. But yeah, that sounds interesting. Thanks. Over.
Yep. Well, my neighbor works at the one of the X and Y shops, or I'm not sure exactly, I think there's three or four of them nowadays, and I know he works on one of them. I think he says he's fixing chain poles at the moment for somebody who is off on longer term. But, yeah, we can arrange something like that.
Yeah, that sounds good. I might even have a little project for you, too, if you're interested or maybe helping me out. I got a old power supply given to me, and I couldn't get it to work. It was blowing fuses, so I put a fuse in that was a little higher rated, and a little bit of magic smoke came out of it. It does still work, but it's not showing the right voltage now. It's only showing about 11 point something volts. And Randy had mentioned that you or possibly even Larry were really good at maybe taking a look at old power supplies and fixing them up. It's probably, I think I have it narrowed down to one or two parts that probably got, is where the magic smoke got let out, but I might have to maybe take it offline and send you an email or something about it. Over.
Yeah, I wouldn't say we're experts at it, but we've done a bit of it. I've got two in the basement there. I fixed one up, and then I gave it to Larry to load test it, and he load tested it and blew one of the transistors in the back. But they're Chinese, so I'm not surprised. And they're not known for being what they're said to be. They're good for about half of what they say they're supposed to be good for. So anyway, that's down there, and I got another little one. I'm not sure. I think I've got a couple of spare transistors that'll fit it, and if that's what's wrong with it, I'll get it fixed. But yeah, it's probably the voltage regulator chip that seems to be what gets killed, if not one of the transistors. But yeah, we can fiddle with that. I don't mind doing that. We can do a swap somehow. Come on over, have coffee someday.
Yeah, might have to do that. This one's an older, it's an older Ashton or something like that power supply. It's only a 20-watt power supply, but it's an old school one, so it's a linear one. Got a massive transformer in it, so, and I popped the cover off of it, and there's not a whole lot of electronics in there, but there's a couple of little things there, so it'd be kind of cool to use as a backup power supply or one for the garage. Over.
The linear is more so than the switching.
Anyway, thanks for the quick chat, and I'll let you, and for calling net, and I'll let you get back to making your rounds.
Copy that. Have a good one. Work hard enough to get your paycheck. Don't work too hard to break your back. Yeah, thanks for being there, Colin. And Lima Charlie Mike, I know you're there. We'll let you go at it there now.
Yeah, fine business on that, George. Yeah, well, I don't know what Larry Davis is up to, but anyway, he phoned quickly and wanted me to check him in. I'm going not reverse tonight. The signal seems to be coming in not too bad if I hold the radio just right. Other than that, not a whole lot other than the rain, for sure. It was a nice one, but we were fine and don't need any more, believe it or not, for now. Other than that, well, we went for a drive today, or this afternoon to the United Open, and a bit there, but nothing too exciting there. Back to you.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I can't say the same thing. As you well know, we've got four rugrats, and if you can hear any gurgling and burbling in the background, the youngest one is in the bubble bath, just having a blast with Grandma. Anyway, so far so good. The neighbors come across. We had a birthday here with the guys next door, and some ice cream cake and some muffins, and they've been playing out in the back and back and forth between the houses pretty much all day today, so hopefully that'll tire them out and they'll sleep well. Back to you.
Yeah, fine on that. Yeah, did Randy check in tonight?
Negative, nope. He's out fishing. I heard him talking earlier, and I'm not quite sure. I think he was talking to Murray, actually. And I think he said he was going fishing today. So he might have gone off later on in the day. I haven't heard him, and that's... he deserves a break today, so to speak.
Well, that's true. Yep, he definitely does. I'm just curious, did he get a number on what it cost to pay, repair that DeRocaville, the old repeater?
Negative. Haven't had a chance to even think about it. Between heading out to Lorette and coming back with a load for him, it never hit my radar. But I'll keep in the back of my mind, and somewhere along the line we'll figure it out.
Now, roger on that. Well, this is E5LCM, and we'll let you go there. We got a movie half watched here, so we'll get back at it. We'll be clear and on the side.
Copy that. Any other stations in the Rokenville area, please come now.
1, 2, 5, 3, 7. Time out.
Okay, let's move on down south to Arcola Esteban area, note 1808. Who do we have in the Arcola Esteban area tonight? One more shout out for Arcola. Anybody in the Arcola Esteban area tonight? This is the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat calling. We'll move back up north, a little farther east to Humboldt, note 1884. Do we have anybody in Humboldt tonight? This is the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat and Victor Echo 5, Gulf Tango Whiskey calling. One more shout out for Humboldt, note 1884. Anybody in Humboldt tonight? Anybody in Swan River, Roblin, or Flint Lawn tonight? This is the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat calling. If you're there, please come now. I got one station in there. You're kind of broken up. If you're on an HT, maybe try moving around. Come again.
Toba, how are you tonight, George? Back to you.
Okay, I got two stations there. I think the second one came in loud and clear, but I didn't get the call. I think we must have doubled a bit. Give me a second. I got to close my back door. My grandkids are making a little bit too much noise, but please come back. Two stations going on there, but one came in loud and clear, and the other one was pretty scratchy, and I don't know whether it's the same one just cleared up or not, so let's try this one more time, and we'll see if we can pick out who's who.
Victor Alpha 7, Victor Tango X-ray, 15, if you can hear me. I might be too distant from the repeater.
It's a Victor Alpha 7, I believe, but pretty scratchy. Try one more time.
Toba, back to you, George.
Second, maybe try relocating. And the other station that I believe is Victor Echo 4, Alpha, Alpha, Papa, Wade. Go ahead, Wade.
Move to a different location. This is Victor Alpha 7, Victor Tango X-ray from Richmond.
Hi, George. Yeah, I guess there's a BC station in there trying to get in as well. So maybe I won't carry on too long. I'll just say a good evening to everyone on the net tonight, and we'll talk to you later, George. We'll say 73s to everyone. We're clear.
Victor Alpha 7, Victor Tango.